If you could live your dream life, what would it look like? Hi, it's Casey. Thank you for shining on with me today. I have a very lovely lady I want to introduce you to. Her name is Mary Ellen O'Brien, and she is a fantastic, inspirational, transformational life coach. She'll work with you in any aspect of your life, your business, your career, your health, your wealth, your body. If there's anything you'd like to change, this woman is trained and certified and ready to help you get to work. She's also a medium who channels divine guidance. So you pick. You want just the life coaching? You want just a little channeling and messages from above? Or you want the whole package? Mary Ellen can awaken you to your true essence. AwakenYourTrueEssence.com is where you find Mary Ellen O'Brien online. And so the question I start with is, when did you awaken your true essence, Mary Ellen?
That's a great question. I would say about 20 years ago, I was working and living in the city. I felt like I lost the part of me that I was really in touch with when I was younger, that really joyful, alive, in the flow, fun, and enthusiastic part of me. And I had to go on a search to find her again. And so I noticed there was a gap between where I was in my life and where I wanted to be. And I started just taking a million classes and had a lot of trainings and found coaching, which I got certified in, because I was really struggling and it was very uncomfortable to be in that place.
So you had a happy childhood.
Yeah.
And then you're in corporate America, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Working for the man.
Yep.
I just love saying that. And you found that little something was missing.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's very subtle. People, I feel like now that I'm on the other side of it and I work with people, I find that a lot of people are settling when they don't even realize they're settling, or they're not passionate in sharing their gifts with the world.
Right. And I would like to speak on behalf of them, perhaps, and say, but I got to put kids in college. Yeah. I got a husband whose job is intermittent, or I'm a single mom or a single dad, and I've got all these responsibilities. My girlfriend posted on Facebook the other day, she got a Con Ed notice. They're going to turn her lights off. How do you tell these people you need to awaken to your true essence and do what you love or whatever?
Yes, and I absolutely get that, because I really disagree with people who are all spiritual, but they're not grounded in reality. Mm-hmm. And I was single and I was paying for my apartment in the city and I was working. And so I took my time because I didn't have other means and went to school at night. And went to school on the weekends and started easing myself. It took me years of then scaling down from 5 days to 4 days to 3 days of my day job.
Ah.
And it took, I want to say, 12 years for me to really make the jump.
Right.
And I don't think everyone has to take that long, but I know there are practical concerns. And so it's always possible.
You found that your true essence was helping other people find their true essence?
Yes, which sounds a little funny, because for a while I was just looking at all these different careers. What could I do that really would feed my spirit? And then I realized I was doing research about different careers, because my first step was to become a career coach and help people find what they really loved. So I absolutely found that. And the way it worked for me was I just started step by step. And I think a lot of people fall under the wrong conclusion that they have to figure it all out and then they can start. And that's what I was stuck in for years.
Right.
And I just felt like if I knew I wanted to be a brain surgeon, then I would just take the steps. But I needed to figure it out all first.
Right.
Before I did anything. And really, then I learned it's the opposite of that.
Take a step.
Take a step.
It's just a step.
It's only a step, and one step leads to the next. So when you're able to awaken and rediscover this part of you, the one that I felt like I lost.
Right.
You, all of a sudden, you receive more clear guidance, and it's a process. It's not overnight, but you receive clear guidance about the very next step, and you take that, and the universe rushes in and supports you.
Yes. It really, really does. As woo-woo as it sounds,
yes,
you have to take that first step, and you're not supposed to have it all figured out. You don't see the whole staircase. You just see that next step. And if it's the wrong step, you'll know right away, and it's just a step. So you can step off and find another step. We are talking to Mary Ellen O'Brien. Awaken Your True Essence is our subject matter. And your website is?
Is awakenyourtrueessence.com.
Okay. So many things I want to talk about. First off is coaching. There was a time, for a long time in my life, I thought, life coach, health coach, spiritual coach, what are all these coaches? Who really needs a coach? Just go and do what you need to do. Now knowing what this show has taught me, especially what this show has taught me about your brain and neuroplasticity and how the neural pathways in your brain are big grooves, super highways that say, please do today what you did yesterday. Please.
Exactly.
The brain is always searching for the familiar, that when you go to change your life, you are set up to fail, and I mean that in the best possible way, 100, 1,000 times, because you have to retrain your brain. So yes, I've come to see, and whether I want to lose 10 pounds or just get deeper into my spirituality, I do almost nothing now on my own. I call a friend.
Right.
Or I start a Facebook page, a private Facebook page,
right,
and say, let's go on a 21-day journey or a 10-day journey or whatever together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I need the support. I need other people's ideas. I need the guidance. And I do believe that that's the way the good Lord wanted us to be.
Yes.
I don't have all the sparks. I might just have one spark, but that might be just the spark that you need to hear, mm-hmm, that's going to give you whatever you need. So I could spend a lot of time with a woman I love so, 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 so much. I've known her since the day I was born. And she works in a corporate-y job right now. We took a trip together. And on the way down on the trip, she says, I think I want to flip houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so-and-so is a real estate agent. She could get me the houses. And then this one could help me fix them up, and I could use my decorating skills, and I could flip the houses. Then while we're on the trip, she says, you know, I think I could open a wing joint. Oh, God. And then by the time we flew home, she had another idea.
Yeah.
Which of these things, how does someone like that find their true essence? When they have a lot of ideas and they have creativity and they want to do stuff, where do we begin?
Right. And I want to say that I agree completely with you about, I don't even like the term life coach because it sounds like who needs someone to,
right,
you know, coach them on their life. But the value that comes from the support of weekly guidance and the support of sticking to your path and helping you with tools to wake up that part of you. So if I were working with your friend, I love when people have a lot of ideas. And unfortunately, when they share them with friends and family, they get squashed. Or even with them, they may wake up the next day and say, oh, that was such a dumb idea. I can never do that.
Right.
Flip houses. Who am I to think I can do that? So what I do is really zero in and help her see, just for today, what is the one that it feels the most exciting? And we might do a guided meditation and a healing to really get at that answer for her. And then when she takes this next step, which could be feeding her spirit in some way, and it may not have anything to do with flipping houses. It may be driving around looking at beautiful houses. I mean, that's related. But the very next step magically will open her eyes and put her on her path.
Right.
And it's true. The next step can change the following week. But tuning into that excited part of yourself is really important. And I think taking steps that are related to it, because we can just have ideas for years.
Right.
And that's where a coach really comes in.
And look at Weight Watchers. What is that?
Yeah.
It's health coaching. It's life coaching.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't do anything now without a coach of some kind.
Right.
And because, here's why. When we were on this trip with this dearly beloved friend, we met relatives. And my dearly beloved friend says, so, you know, I'm thinking of flipping houses.
Yeah.
And the relative said, oh, you sure? I don't know about that. You could lose, you know, it's fear.
It's all fear.
And it's loving fear. It's fear wrapped in love. They don't want this woman to fail.
Yep.
Or be disappointed. Mm-hmm. But the look on my dear loved one's face when she saw the relative say, oh, are you sure?
Yeah.
Broke my heart.
Yeah.
Because I saw this joy in her spirit. And then, like a candle, someone pouring water over it, I watched her go, shh.
Yep.
Maybe that was a stupid idea.
Right.
Maybe I'm an idiot.
Yep.
So what we need is, from our life coaches and our friends and our partners, is a positive mirror.
Yep.
If I've got a dream in my heart and somebody says to me, I totally see you having that dream and taking it to fruition, it changes everything.
It changes everything. And so what I'm looking for all the time is that spark. And sometimes clients come at first and they're a little numb and they're not even sure what's missing. And we really go diving.
Yeah.
And we figure that out. And then when I see that spark, that's where I follow it. And then it's not that I'm doing the work. I'm helping them strengthen that spark and telling them, don't share this great idea that's so exciting to you with people yet. Until it gets stronger. And what happens is through the weeks when they start following those action steps and they start getting on the path, they see their own evidence of how things line up. So they get their own validation, and then that part of them is stronger and stronger.
Right.
That's what I love.
I call it the Thanksgiving feeling. When you wake up on Monday morning of Thanksgiving week, you know in your gut Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And nothing in the world, I mean, you know it in every fiber of your being.
Right.
Ah, it's Monday, Thursday's Thanksgiving.
Yep.
You can have that same assuredness about where you're going in life.
Right.
I'm not saying I have it, but I know you can have it.
Right. And guess what? It's not you have it all the time and it's there forever. It's a practice. So there's always a strengthening that happens that you can be more and more connected and in the flow, and much more of the time than we realize. It's not just it's something that happens by accident, or you get glimpses of that place where everything is working out and you just feel that you're in the right place at the right time.
Right.
That can be on purpose.
Let me ask you this. Let's feed the listeners right now. They've been with us for like 11 minutes. What can we give them right now today, this minute, that they could do to help awaken that spark?
Okay. So I will say to go back in their memory and think of activities even that feed their spirit, some that they haven't done in a long time. Maybe it's a lot of people are starved for nature or for alone time, and that absolutely feeds their spirit. And so sometimes I start with simply that, just carve into your calendar. And I know everyone's busy, but there's a lot of social media happening. There's a lot of time wasters.
Right.
And if you carve out an hour into your schedule and find out what it is that you really, maybe you can tune in and see what is it that this week that would really feed my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be taking a painting class, or getting out that pencil, or meeting a friend and really connecting one-on-one.
Or feeding the birds.
And when you, let's say you take that hour, and let's say it's a hike in nature, or journaling, or meditating, it's really tuning in and listening and getting back in touch with that part of yourself.
Right.
And you will feel better after that hour.
Our spirit inside of us that has this idea that maybe we don't even know about is very, very humble and kind, and isn't saying, I'm over here, listen to me, darn it, I'm jumping up and down, I need your attention. It really sits quietly until we get quiet.
Right.
And get at their level and we can hear each other.
It's also persistent and very subtle. So over the years, you may have that same feeling over and over that you want to get the pencil out or the paper or write. Or you may have familiar impulses and they feel familiar, but they're not going to knock you over the head to do it.
Right.
But when you do it, when you follow it, that's when you light up. And that's the energy we're looking for.
The energy we're looking for is what makes you light up. We're talking to Mary Ellen O'Brien, who can help you awaken your true essence. AwakenYourTrueEssence.com is the website to go for more information. So, as if this wasn't enough in our life, health, spiritual coach before us, you've got an extra wrinkle in your practice that's oh so exciting. And that is you channel, you're a medium.
Yeah.
So not only can you help people just as you're helping me now person to person, but you can help people by channeling.
Well, first I'll say when I got certified in coaching, I thought, okay, this is it. This is what lights me up. I love it so much. And this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Well, of course, you evolve and expand. And I was so fascinated by intuition and how I would think of someone and I hadn't seen them in years and they would pop up. So I know everyone has had these experiences. Well, I was so curious that I really trained my intuition. And at one point, one of my friends started channeling his spirit guides. And I thought, oh boy, I hope that never happens to me because that is too weird. And of course,
it happened to you.
It happened to me. That was my initial reaction. And then I was really fascinated because the information and the energy was so helpful.
Right.
So then I really trained and decided to do that.
Right.
I was open to it. And that started about 12 years ago. So now It's really a beautiful part of my work.
Tell me about the first time.
When you meditate, sometimes you can feel yourself move just a little bit. Well, I felt this current of energy coming through me, and at first I didn't speak, but I would feel it when I journaled, and I would start off journaling and complaining about what was going on in my life at the time, and then magically it would transform into this beautiful, wise, loving part of me with this great guidance.
And you're like, who's this?
Yeah.
Who's got my pen?
Right. And I know everyone has access to that mm-hmm. higher guidance within themselves. So I really went on a quest to find out how I could really tune into this more.
Okay. And when you say you went on a quest and you got training, what does questing and training look like in this field?
Well, I don't think there's a perfect path for it. But if you're really fascinated by it, and one of the types of coaching I do is helping people tune into their own intuition. Mm-hmm. There are books. I really feel like there are so many tools out there now for people who are interested. And if they're really interested, that means to me that it's part of their path.
So just go read the books.
Go start with the very next step. Yeah. Read the book that's popping off the shelf, or go to a class or an event and experience it and see what it lights up.
Mary Ellen O'Brien, our guest. We're Awakening Your True Essence, awakenyourtrueessence.com. So can I come to you for just coaching, or do I have to come for coaching and channeling?
I have a lot of clients that haven't really experienced the channeling, and I understand it's not pretty woo-woo. Mm-hmm. And so absolutely, I work with clients that want to work on their business, their career, their intuitive development. But then I also hold group events because I find the energy is so powerful, and all the messages are tailored to awakening your true essence. So the coaching and the channeling go hand in hand. The participants of the channeling group, the guidance that comes through is all about helping everyone who attends to strengthen their own connection to their own higher guidance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when we talk about higher guidance, you know, that is whatever you want to call it, you know, chi, God, the force, prana, your guardian angel, all of that, or none of that, just a greater intelligence, a greater knowing, right?
Right.
You don't have to wear any special charms or go to any special temple or religion or church to be in this group session. So I'm coming to one.
Great.
I'm coming to your session. We're going to be like, what, a dozen people in a room or so?
Yep.
And you're going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to appeal to all of us.
Right.
And then you're going to channel, and what does that look like?
Well, when I tune in, my eyes are closed, and I go into a bit of a trance, and I'm actually not deciding, I'm not consciously coming up with the words. It flows through me, and I'm witnessing just like everyone else in the room, and sometimes I notice, and I'm kind of surprised by what's said, and so it's a very interesting feeling for me to be a participant. But then after the actual guidance that comes through, which is a brief time, maybe 20 minutes, mm-hmm. there's an energetic transmission of healing energy that helps everyone tune into their own guidance and strengthen their own connection. And then at the end, we actually take all of that beautiful, those messages, and find practical ways. This is where the coaching comes in.
Right.
To apply it to each person's life.
Okay. So when you tune in, is that you put yourself in a mental state, or open yourself to a mental state, or get yourself out of the way, or all of the above?
All of the above. When I first started, I used to have the inner critic, which is something I work a lot with my mm-hmm. clients on, because I find that's what's stopping us from living fully. I had such a strong inner critic. So while I'm channeling this beautiful soul guidance, the part of me is on the side just wondering if it's just judging. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. But I just let that, I absolutely, the part doesn't get in the way. I have to get out of my own way.
Right, right. Because if you just listen to that voice, like it's, I think, if you listen to it like, oh yeah, what do you have to say? You know, like,
yeah.
I'll hear you out. Go ahead. Tell me I'm such an idiot. I always screw it up. I always get it wrong. I have no idea what I'm doing. Go ahead. Give me that. Anything else? Okay. I got it. I got work. Thank you. I got work to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Because if I push against that inner voice,
right,
then we're stuck in a battle all day long.
And it gets stronger.
Yeah, and it gets stronger and stronger. But if I just say, that's all you got? Okay, thanks so much. I've heard it all before.
Right.
From you and my father.
And no, it's huge. And I think that's really key. Yeah. So I had to get over my own inner critic about the channeling. And now I embrace it, and it's a beautiful part of what I offer.
So this is a relationship that you have with spirit, mm-hmm. and you can depend on that spirit to be there. It's like you're in business together.
Yeah, right.
Spirit's never let you down. You've never sat before 12 people and had nothing come through.
No, I absolutely am so confident that it always comes through, and it's always perfect. And it's something that I've learned to really trust, and over the years I've really strengthened that connection. And so
we're great, we're really really great, and we're just on time. All right, so people from all over, no matter where they're hearing this, if they're hearing this on the radio or hearing this in a podcast anywhere in the world, they can contact you at awakenyourtrueessence.com, and you're always having events and things coming up.
Yep.
And you're open to work with all kinds of people, I'm imagining, right?
Right. And I do work, I have a lot of clients over Skype, so I do that work. And really, it's working with people who just have this sense that something's missing and have a sense that they know it's possible to be more fully alive. And that's what I really love helping people with.
Here we go. We're jumping into spring. I know you have a lot of events coming up. What can you tell us? Where can we find you?
Well, I have one new event coming up called the True Essence Connecting Circle, which is at the Lighthouse Retreat and Wellness Center in Croton on Hudson, New York. And it begins Wednesday, March 22nd in the evening from 7 to 8:30. It's a two-month program where we meet every other Wednesday, and in between, I meet with people one-on-one. So it's a powerful way to meet as a circle and then have all of the learnings become applied in personally. A practical way personally.
So that's March?
March 22nd.
Every other week in Croton?
Yep. And then the alternating week is when everyone has their individual session.
Right. And how long does this go on for?
And it goes on for 2 months.
Is that about how long it takes?
2 months is a really great time to work with people. And then I've had people have to join the two-month circle and continue or finish.
Right.
It's a really good amount of time to get on track.
What a way to celebrate spring.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
To, you know, the season of rebirth, to give birth to yourself again.
Yes, and I find that the group is so powerful because we're all starved for more community, mm-hmm. and having this work in a group, it's so wonderful to see the connections that are made.
And the thing is, when you're in a group and you say what your dream is, everybody else in that circle is going to say, yeah, I so want that for you.
It's so amazing.
And if complete strangers could want their dream for you and really get jazzed up about it, do trust that you can have the dream that's in your heart.
Exactly. And when you see other people and you think, well, I want them to succeed, it's really empowering to see that everyone is in the same boat.
Yeah. Mary Ellen, we usually close with a quote or a phrase or something inspiring. So since you're here, I thought maybe we should use one of your thoughts.
I love it. I really love to tell people that when they awaken their true essence, they can be surprised and delighted by how the universe supports them. So there's so much support when you really wake up that part of yourself.
That's Mary Ellen O'Brien, awakenyourtrueessence.com. Go live the life you've imagined. And come see what's new with me at caseyradio.com, and also join a circle of women on Facebook. See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at caseyradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning from 100.7 WHUD.